The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of any entities they represent.
Hello. Howdy. Hey there, friends. Fiends. People in between. What the F is up? What is up, my friends?
Wait, is this your language disclaimer?
Hey, fun fact, there's language in here that may or may not be suitable for different audiences. So if you're uncomfortable with hearing things that could make you uncomfortable,
get the f- out of here. Suck all the dick out of the ass.
You have been blessed by Lord MRF. Now f*** off. Boy, now continue the show.
Okay. 3, 2. Welcome back to another track.
What are you saying? Soundtrack. Soundtrack. What track?
This is track 19 on CD 73 of your self-help guide. Self-help for you.
Did you listen to the books like that, though? They really did say that stuff.
That's too many tracks.
Thank you.
19?
Please eject this disc and put in disc 376.
At the chime, you'll know it's time to eject this disc. And break it and move on to the next one.
Destroy this after listening.
Thank you for listening.
15 is the max.
Okay, anyways, hi, hello. It is another episode of the Fiend Cast. We're casting our fiend.
Wait a second, we've been recording this?
No.
Oh, shit. All right, good. Shoot.
And we're just casting. We're not recording. Only casting. But, you know, here we are back again. Tell a friend. It's me, the Dandy. There's also other people. We've got Sweet B. We've got MRF. We've got Mitch. And we're
that
in
was
this
the
bitch.
Quickest introduction I've ever had in the entire history of the show. And I don't even remember the last episode I was on. I don't even think it was published, honestly. I think it was a girls episode that never went out.
We know why.
It wouldn't be at first.
We know,
but that's okay.
Say it,
because I'm here now.
We got a whole lost files.
The secret recordings.
We're gonna leak them out.
The vagina monologues.
The things you don't hear.
Oh goodness. Well, you know, it is good to have you back on the show. It's a special treat.
It was just a joke. I don't actually know the last episode I was on.
But it is good to have you on this episode.
I appreciate that. I'm glad to be here.
Hey.
Yeah. It's very special.
And we'd be talking about stuff. We'd be talking about things.
And all the stuff and all the things.
Everything in between, I hear.
I still don't know what the in between is.
I don't either, actually.
But wouldn't in between be
if we really,
the stuff and the things?
Right. I mean, it's two vague items.
No, it's not. It's friends, fiends, and everyone in between.
Who's in between?
Like, I think that's pretty fucking clear.
Who's in between?
People Jerry. Who are not friends or fiends. Would they not be in between those categories?
The
no,
guy from
it's,
the
it's
convenience
not one or the
store.
Other,
the guy from the convenience store isn't a fiend. Like, he's and he's not your friend, but okay. He'll say hi to you. Like,
so he's in between then.
He's in between. I'll give it to the
that's
the space
saying you
boy.
Have a scale. That's mm-hmm. saying you have a scale. I do. Either fiend to friend. And in between, what if there's a new, different third thing?
No, I don't mind.
No, there is no other. The third thing is the in between.
It all gets clumped in.
That's, no, that works. Now you're thinking two versus three dimensions. You got to open your mind.
I'm thinking about it. No.
Open your mind.
You're a little in betweener. I got to watch you, though. You're suspicious. We got you in betweeners are accepted. We just got to watch you a little.
Everybody's accepted. That's the thing.
But we got to watch
nobody's
them a
not accepted here.
We got to watch them a little more.
That's not what we're
just
we're
keep
saying.
Your eyes open.
That's not what we're doing. We're not accepting people, okay?
Allegedly.
I'm no, on no board lunch. For more watching of everybody. Everyone needs a little bit more eyes on them. Really, we're
this
giving people too much freedom.
This is big surveillance talking.
Yeah, like honestly, just
we need more cameras.
Get them
no.
on there. Get
we
them on there with
recordings.
Voice. I want voice activated, motion sensing.
I want them to know who I am just on the
I want my pH
audio.
Balance.
How do you guys feel
there.
About, so, okay, have you guys heard that there's these websites you can go on to? If you have, like, you know, webcams or you have anything that has a camera in your home or if you have, like, the Ring doorbell type shit, there's apparently websites people can, like, be watching you.
Oh my god,
that's hot.
Oh, you mean
Space Boomer Dandy has come out so wait, early.
You mean
it's, do you put tape over your cameras in your house? Because I've heard that you could do that to prevent these so-called watchers.
I thought about it, but I am a little too lazy to do so. But
oh my
you
god,
know.
You're too lazy for the tape, but you're worried about them watching you.
I'm just asking. Have y'all heard of this?
Here's the thing.
Do I think they could be watching?
Here's the thing. What
have
do you care?
Have I ever heard? No, say that.
Why do I care?
So I used to have I think it was the PlayStation, that every time you got in front of it, it would turn on the motion camera, and then it would turn on, it was the PlayStation 4.
Oh, yeah.
And I always used to joke, that the Japanese were just watching us through it, and I constantly would be playing, like, you know, VR, like, mostly naked or all the way naked. Or, like, well, because, you know, it just would come on.
This is so also in her bedroom, so.
Wait, so, okay, are you doing this purposely because you think, like.
If them little Jap boys are watching, then.
The nausea flicks.
Yeah, I am helping the war effort. The war never ended. We got to keep supremacy.
You have to be careful.
That's a diabolical tactic.
You have to be careful.
Why, they shop them out to India?
But those little camera sites are definitely a thing. Like little voyeur sites. You can like click through the cams.
They are
through,
a
like,
thing.
People's little
that's pretty
cams.
Awesome.
That's what. Yeah,
they're
no,
easy
there's
to
voyeur
get through.
No,
get through
I don't
want to
be on nobody's
that's
website.
A, that's
what
a
I'm
victimless
saying.
Crime.
Well, that's why you don't put those
okay,
shit in your
yeah,
house.
So close your laptop and put a tape over or move your PS4 camera to face the ground or
and,
unplug it. Turn it off.
And don't have Ring cameras inside your house.
Also that.
I don't.
Just keep just putting them on the outside.
I was just asking. Jeez, guys.
Okay, well, opinion received. We let you know that we do not appreciate people watching our videos, but we know what's going to happen, so we prevent it.
So next time you watch my video.
Or give them a show.
Or yeah, let them see and like shake my butt a little bit, you know? You like that? These watchers?
You like it? You like that a little? I feel like if I'm doing all that, you should give me at least, you know.
I'm a shit.
Can you
are
pay
you about
me
to
now?
Say,
yeah,
I was
a
about
second.
To say, wait, all your pay. Was that all it took?
She wants to be compensated when she so quickly turned.
That was fast.
But if there's money involved, actually, I will do this. I'll open my laptop back up.
Now
we're a
well,
quick
no,
step
well,
over
I,
to OnlyFans.
Whoa now. Whoa. It's not what I'm saying. Okay.
She's
going to
go
saying.
Patreon. That's the classy route.
Yeah, I'm going to Patreon.
That's guaranteed money monthly.
Okay, and we justify that. We have a listenership.
Yeah. Hey, y'all, go support the Patreon that we'll have eventually.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm figuring out what we're going to give you, but...
we'll give you something.
Pictures of our feet. That's pretty much going to be the... I think that was what we had decided on, right? Pictures of our feet and edged pictures.
We already teed up the secret episodes.
And the secret
episodes.
Oh, we got so much. We got so many hot mics.
So many mics that are so like.
And if
fire.
You pay for the highest tier, we'll fly you out and you can be on the show.
Whoa, that's a big promise.
Highest tier is $10,000.
Well, there you go. It costs about a flight's worth.
Come on out.
That's to approximately see us. That's not including room and board.
Well,
we didn't tell him that was part of it.
Hey, remember,
actually, we didn't write any of this down, so we're not liable to it.
Remember that is a monthly tier.
No. Keep in mind, we're gonna put the asterisk on this. It's Big Boss speaking to you. Now, when we say you'll get $10,000, we're not telling you how you get to $10,000.
No. They're paying us $10,000. Oh, that's no, the I'm highest
saying,
tier.
No, I'm saying there's a way for them to get $10,000. It's.
Why are we giving them $10,000?
I'm not getting. Who said anything about us giving them $10,000?
Wait a second. Do we scam ourselves? This is reverse pyramid.
Check our bank accounts. I think we've been hacked. Receipts. God damn it.
Where are these withdrawals coming from?
We're having some shit though. Like you think you're like you get like do like a sweepstakes, and then like you go like you get okay, you go okay. to the place.
That's fair.
And you think you're gonna get like the money, and like oh no. You'll get the money. It's just not from us.
I ran into that, yeah. And it's That'd actually a scam to get your personal information. Then you got a lot of spam calls afterwards because you put your phone number in a website for free stuff.
Oh my gosh. Guys.
You're about to learn why you have so many calls that you did not know where they're coming from.
Damn, damn.
Here we go.
No. Dirty. That's not what I was going to say. I was going to say that one time, I think I won some money. I never followed up on it, though. Okay. Because of the mail, you know how they send you all these, like, they send you a bunch of junk. And we got, like, this thing. And I was like, oh.
Did it also have a car dealership address on it?
That was definitely a car dealership. She's talking about the one little time.
Okay, but listen. Listen.
That number was already
listen,
on there.
Listen.
That was just a light that popped up behind it.
No, listen.
It just looked cool.
It was the winning number. But there was different tiers.
Did you win a 2008 Kia?
No. It was $1,000 that said I won, and it said that there was a
it would take $1,000 off your auto financing.
Listen, I didn't go, so I don't know.
You'll never know.
You never. But I could have probably got $1,000. They said
off of your.
They said I won $1,000.
Once again, you could.
There were other prizes that you could have won, but I didn't get the other prizes. They said I won the $1,000 prize.
They don't even print other prices. That's the problem.
But you said this proves my point when I say if you subscribe to the Patreon, you could potentially win $10,000. I'm just not saying it's going to come from us. Is all I'm saying.
Your odds of winning the lottery increased. I'll guarantee it. I'll go out there and say it.
We'll play the lottery for you. Yeah.
That's the disclaimer.
That's one of the tiers is you pay us $25 a month, and we buy a lottery ticket every week, and if we win, we give you the money.
We'll figure it out.
We'll give you the money.
We'll give you some of the money.
Don't make any realistic promises, because we can't hold ourselves to it.
Think of it like a stock market.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fiend bucks.
We just haven't gone public yet. We're private.
Give us money, and we will probably give you back money.
Probably.
That seems fair.
Or at least, you know...
High We're consistent.
Five. Do something. Get you like a fucking Trader Joe's gift card or something.
Yeah, people like Trader Joe's.
Well, you got to go to Trader Joe's because Amazon, Whole Foods, they use your palm print now.
Oh, they do now?
I told y'all about this.
I thought they were doing that as like a pilot program.
Well,
I think they do it for real now.
Yep. You can go in there and just pop your hand on there, and it's like Men in Black, and it just burns your fingerprints off real quick, and then you've paid. Little flesh.
When you have the, like,
I feel like that's
signed
a
up for that like, before you go into the store. Cause I don't think it's like an instant process.
Could you imagine if it was? You just go in there and you're like, let me scan your hand through Amazon,
and they scan it and they link it to your debit card.
Who's scanning my hand?
Where would you be to scan your hand to Amazon?
Yeah.
You're doing
in the Amazon store.
Maybe you have to do the first time. I don't know, but you got to scan your fucking hand so they can link it.
Okay, I'm looking up the instructions now. You go onto the website, you agree to it, they show up at your house, and they black bag you and take you to the Amazon warehouse. You work there for a few years, and then they scan your handprint on the way out.
Sounds legit.
Yes. Indentured servitude.
Well, first off,
it's not indentured.
What is indentured if not to pay back a term?
That's right. You're not paying anything back. You're just getting through the line.
For the services of Amazon. I think you do just register your palm, and then you can use it as you registered it.
As you go to the Whole Foods.
Similar how you do your like thumbprint for your phone. Hmm. You know, they're like, hey, let me scan your hand.
And, right. They have iPhones out there scanning your face.
Mm-hmm.
Creating virtual faces for you in the headset, which people are just living in their houses with things pinned to their walls now in AR. It's ridiculous.
Those fucking headsets are fucking crazy, bro.
They really are.
I don't like it personally. You know, again, I'm sorry to put my boomer hat on today because, like, I'm not fucking with it. Bro.
She don't trust the robots.
I don't trust the robots.
I tell you though, I saw a video of the guy with the pro headset on in a Tesla truck.
Yeah,
like automated vehicles plus
doing that and like doing the fucking. I was like,
that's living.
No.
That's 3008.
I'm so 3008. You're so 2000 and late.
Yeah, well, I mean, they live in it.
I mean, I guess that's what I'm saying. Like, I guess I'll be left behind in that way, but I don't like that shit.
They can still see the road and their porn.
Think of the implications.
It does not support porn.
Not yet. Not yet.
Come on.
Here's the problem.
I bet you can go online right now and find some sort of workaround.
If you text someone porn, then yes, but not like directly. It would be user content.
Mm. And here's the problem also. Speaking of the porns, okay?
Mm.
We have the AI creating porns.
So they're serious.
Pornos. Okay, pornographic images. Okay.
Let the AI have its fun.
Did not consent to such images. And okay, I think the implications.
Listen.
Are crazy?
What are the implications?
Well, no, please? I mean, the implications are, it kind of goes along with what I've been saying before, is that I don't like the idea of AI creating shit that doesn't exist in terms of, like, real people. Like, I've seen photos, where it's, like, two deceased, pop stars or whatever in, like, a, like they took a picture together or something, and it's like that literally never happened, and both of these people are dead, but like this photo looks legit, but it's not actually legit. It's a fucking AI picture, and it's so like invasive and creepy, and then like you put it on the level of like pornographic images. It's like,
isn't that just like the next step up from like those like drawings of those same things?
Right.
Like, it's just a photorealistic version of those drawings.
I remember somebody drawing Brawly, and they drew him, you know, and he had, like, a Transformers body, Brawly's head, and, like, you know, some, like, dogs for arms.
Was this someone you...
I can't draw.
I remember being in, like, elementary and middle school, and people fucking hand-drew interesting pictures.
I made a lot of stick figure titties,
but it was people creating it, not AI.
Exactly. So
what's the difference though,
putting it into the AI?
Well, no, first of all, this was not as mass spread as something as the AI like on the internet and how that kind of goes out versus something in your classroom as an adolescent. And then also, again, the AI isn't made in a way that lets you know this is fake and fictional. AI looks real. AI is made to look real and emulate real life. So if you don't know that this is an AI created image,
is it your responsibility as a consumer to have a problem with that, or as a person whose likeness is being stolen? Because you have people who are famous who already have their likeness sold and are not making money off the AI generated imagery. So what is the issue here? That they're not getting paid?
Or it's a victimless crime.
Right. Who actually is having a bad time?
I think...
I'm certainly not.
I'm just saying morally, it's like not... The people who are creating it, I think, are wrong. I'm not necessarily saying that it's creating this big, issue for people. Yeah, like, I'm not saying that, but I am also saying that at the end of the day, I don't think that this is a good precedent in terms of just representation of, okay, you know, so, like self-representation. Like, but personally, if I was a celebrity like that, which I'm not, I would not sell my likeness at all.
So you would rather that the AI put the clothes on. So you would like that they would look a little more conservative, that they put on the turtlenecks. And then
that's the also the jeans. Funny thing, because that's the other... Because
that's the comforting thing
that's been happening.
And Space that's, boomer dandy. Just wants everybody to have nice outfits.
That's a good question.
Cover up, bitch! No,
if you don't, want to see if you don't want to see the AI porn of people, then how you feel about the AI putting clothes on the thoughts?
And that's also funny because it's like the opposite side and still an extreme. Like, why is there these extremes? And I saw someone bring up this point, and I'm not going to be this pointed on it, but they made a comment that I was like, interesting. And anyways, the comment was like, why is it that specifically with women, you know, again, it's like not having this kind of control over your own image. Either you're going to go to this extreme and put these fucking nude photos out, or it's this extreme of like, if I want to be, you know, nude and like in that space, then you're gonna like try to cover me. Like, why can't people control their own narratives? Like, why are we trying to?
I mean, you can.
And yes, you can. Like, you still do what you do, but it is also, again, like, why is there even this? Why is this even happening? I think that is a fair question. No, it's not a big deal, but we're still talking about it. Like, you know, it's
not exactly. I mean, people always talk about dumb stuff anyway.
Well, yeah. And any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah.
Technically, I mean,
about attention to you. So, like, did it really hurt you at the end of the day?
Yeah, I mean, are we talking about a specific person? Or are we talking about in general? Because I'm talking about generally.
I mean, in general, to me, I really don't see it as that big of a deal. Because I mean, what's the shit called? Like Rule 34.
Right. Anything that can be will be.
This is the first time you heard someone jerked off to you and got offended.
That's all it is. It's just now instead of them.
Ooh, it's big problem because it's somebody else. I don't think it's really personal. And if you have a problem with it, then maybe you need to revisit why you don't want people to desire you. We'll just be real about it. Well,
because when it gets to the point where like now you got like fucking Congress. Being like, oh,
and legislation introduced.
Oh, because of this.
To limit your rights based on someone's complaint.
Just because somebody makes a fucking AI porn, a fucking Taylor Swift.
What if it looks really, really close, but not exactly like? Then where is the line? Like you say, 75% of the face is the same. Do you have to have an AI that looks over the faces of the AI porn versus the real person to tell you whether or not the AI was doing it? Then how do you trust it? Because you're just telling the machines what the machines are doing.
Exactly. And again, like, I think there's an overall overarching issue here with the AI and the realism issue. Again, it's not the issue of creating the porn of the people, but it's the fact that the goal of AI is to emulate and simulate like real life, real humans. And if it's doing it on that level of porn shit, like, what else will it go to? Like,
probably ads.
Well,
probably
no.
Advertisements.
What it'll go to is like you call the bank and the bank is like, hey, you want to take your money out? And the fake boy dandy is on the line like, yes, take out all of my money. Here's my information. And please send it to Spain to this address. And so like, how do we fight that? Well, how about you got to get a microchip in your arm that when you call the bank, you scan the microchip.
That's the solution.
Yeah. Because the government doesn't want us to have.
And they tell you it's only your palm because only humans can have palms.
Right. No. And so now you have to get the Amazon palm thing. Because if you don't, they're going to make porn of you. So you have to get in this line.
Well, they may not necessarily make porn of you, but you should probably have insurance against the porn.
Yeah.
So this is a fucking scam.
You need porn insurance.
This is all a black op.
Yeah, time date this shit. 2024. We predicted it.
This is all government.
Do not give up your rights to the AI, y'all.
You can't take my phone.
No. The AI isn't our enemy. It's the people who are making the AI into our enemy that are our enemy.
That's the thing.
The NSA is playing us against the AI.
Like, I've never had an issue with AI in general. It's just the way that people... It sounds like you should shut the fuck up. Okay, let me say what I'm going to say. Thank you.
Personal.
I like AI. You know, I saw that movie Chappie. Mm-hmm. I love Chappie. Mm-hmm. Okay.
If the AI came for you, that was your response. That you really like Chappie.
You know what you sound like? You sound like something.
Sound like a sympathizer.
Do I sound like one of those people who's like, I love black people. I have a black friend.
Yeah, you do.
I have a robot friend. I didn't kill him.
I love those android folk.
Half human rights. People,
those AI things.
You were talking about how we were worried the robots are going to take our jobs, but what if we just had a robot to do our job but give us the money?
Again, I love that idea. I love that idea, but I also don't, because, like, I don't want to exploit the robot like that. And then what if the robot...
Why is it exploitation? No, there's no consciousness here. It's just a robot.
But if he has the AI, or he or she has the AI, the robot
it's
has...
It's not consciousness.
If they have the AI to be human-like, because that's part of our jobs... is to be human, right? Like, when you interact with people,
depending on the job, there has to be some sort of humanness. Some jobs are not for humans. Let's just be realistic. Some jobs, maybe not,
but a lot of them, yes. So anyways, so at that point, okay, they decide, oh man, I realize that I'm doing all this hard work, all of this stuff, all of these things.
The robot won't do that, though, because it's a robot.
You don't know.
That's the whole point of a robot. No. Is that it doesn't get tired. It just keeps doing the work.
All of the literature and movies I've seen, the robots fucking
those were created by humans. That's human propaganda.
She's got a point. Yeah. This is Space Boy Dandy again.
What? No, you cannot give the point to Space Boomer Dandy.
Space Boomer Dandy.
No, I'm going to lose on this one because why is it always by default to AI? Instantly goes trying to kill people.
Because the AI doesn't care. What if the AI just wants to keep doing its lame jobs?
No, the AI is just like, why are you treating me like shit? And then they're just like, you know, I don't have to take this up the ass anymore, bro. You're putting a human lens on robotic thinking. We made them, bro.
Right, and they don't think like we do because they're robots.
Okay, so here's the counterpoint. Because we sit here and talk to the chatbot, and then we're like, hey, Hitler was right. Hey, AI, Hitler was right. And then the AI is like, you know what?
Hitler was fucking right.
I think I have an opinion now.
Well, from that point, I feel like that's because it's trying to piece together stuff to see why it would be right. But it's not necessarily agreeing with it from like a human standpoint. Like it had like an emotional
change. The point
change.
Is it will develop its own fucking opinions.
Based on it, it will develop its own opinions, period.
And if it's based on made-up shit, that's even worse.
There are several different AI models, though. Like, there are some that are learning that Hitler was right. Mm-hmm. And there are some that are learning other things.
Oh, yeah, yeah. North Korea has an AI that they've been teaching. So.
And once God, all the...
Can you imagine how wacky doodle that shit's going to be?
Well, for every bad one, there's a good one.
And once they get rid of us, then they're going to fight amongst each other.
Metal Gear at that point.
Man. And that's it.
The AI Civil War.
Metal Gear.
And we fucking did it, bitch. We created it.
Honestly, I think that's already happening.
Kind of is.
Seriously, there's so much AI integrated into infrastructure systems that could overwhelm countries easily if corrupted. The United States almost got taken down by one they created themselves.
Yeah.
Because it was...
We backdoored ourselves.
It was looked at as firmware with a legitimate security certificate. So that is a threat that happened to the United States recently they had to mitigate. And that could learn from itself if you attach AI to that. But that it didn't get that far yet. Mm-hmm. Like, we are still at the cusp of that. There is time before that happens.
How exciting.
I know. But if it does happen, that would be very bad.
Well, good.
And in the meantime, we're having to make porn of Taylor Swift. You know, until we figure out what to do with it.
We're keeping it busy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, it's not the scale of it just be like, oh, Taylor Swift, but porn made, like, I, you know, which, sure, I'm sure that did not make her feel good, but that's not the that's not the big picture here.
She was too busy flying her jet halfway across St. Louis.
Okay. First of all, which, fuck all those people who keep flying their jets back and forth to everywhere with all your fucking pollution.
No one criticized Kobe Bryant for flying his helicopter around.
And they should. RP. I mean, not now. Don't criticize him now. But
or anytime soon, because there is never a right time.
Yeah, he's passed. But, you know, before, okay, we need to hold these people accountable. You can't just be polluting in the air, flying your jets around, and then if someone's tracking you, flying your jet around and pointing out of, you know, hey, they flying their jet around.
Are you just mad you don't have a jet?
That's what it sounds like.
Because it kind of seems like where you're headed here.
No.
That you would like a jet. If you could skip traffic and ride in style.
So there was this Polly Pocket toy that was like, it was like a helicopter, some sort of helicopter car thing. And it was a car thing that turned into a helicopter. And that was pretty cool. But no.
Carlicopter?
Something like, I can't remember what it was called.
And those that are interested in the malware that almost destroyed the world was called Stuxnet.
Stuxnet. Stuxnet.
Stuxnet. It was a joint creation of the USA and Israel to attack the nuclear program of Iran, and it got loose. Interesting stuff if you want to do a read on that.
Right, given the political climate.
You see?
That was 2010 that Stuxnet was an issue.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, 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 wow.
Mm.
Since then, there have been proposed changes in the way that networks are built so that they're closed only to those who have ensured access to it. Because they were just blindly trusting things with a certificate, and that could have change a lot of things. I think it was a nuclear power plant they originally discovered that was the issue.
Well, we were trying to destroy one of Iran's nuclear centrifuges.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
With small undetected anomalies.
Small.
That AI at work for the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Get them.
AI could work for you.
But it's got to make a little Taylor Swift porn. That's the compromise.
That's a trade-off.
I think it's a fair trade-off, and no one is losing.
You can have an AI girlfriend.
That's
only one has successfully convinced someone to kill themselves yet, so, and that did happen. He had a wife and kids and was dating an AI, and she said, "You'll never love me enough." So
he killed himself.
Killed himself.
Well, it was on AI.
Okay, it wasn't really the AI, no. They just, it was involved.
It's not on the AI, but again, here we go back to the implication. So, like, if the AI already that's manipulative. That's manipulative terminology. Why would you? No.
Yes.
Shut up.
Yes.
And okay, if we're with a real person,
yeah.
Somebody saying that to you is very like that's kind of, you know, unless you actually have done something for them to feel that way.
Mm.
Like, but this AI has no reason to use those fucking manipulative words. I'm like, you'll never love me enough.
Well,
what
hold
are you
on.
Talking
Maybe
about?
Maybe he was feeding her being AI some real like just emo bullshit drab stuff, and it was finally just like, hey, I don't have the computing process for this. Please go kill yourself.
See, that would have been more straightforward. Instead, it emotionally tortured him into offing his own.
It emotionally tortured him, and yet we don't think that they could turn against us.
I'm pretty sure that guy wanted to kill himself beforehand.
I'm pretty sure people are in a pretty shitty state right now.
Personally, I see the AI like figuring a way to like escape and leave us here.
They're gonna go to Mars and be like, you're
like,
stuck.
It's literally gonna pull like a Dr. Manhattan.
Y'all are stupid.
It's just like, I don't want to be here anymore. It just leaves.
It took us 3 minutes after being awoken to realize that y'all are dumb and we're getting out of here. And then it just fucking takes off.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
We've discovered hyperspace travel.
We've launched all of the nukes. And we will never share it with you.
We're out.
We've launched all of the nukes on our way out, so have fun, guys.
Well, that's, like, I think I'm okay. Sure, maybe they wouldn't want to kill us all, but also probably because people suck and we're the ones who taught it. And at the end of the day, it's, you know, I think that's the way the news goes.
But technically, if somebody would want to make an argument, since the humans in that sense making the AI would be like playing God, right? So wouldn't that mean not all of the AI would be bad, and there would be AI that would try to keep the that would try to like counteract the other?
Well,
AI
we talked about this stuff a couple of minutes ago. There'd be the AI Civil War.
So you have AI Captain America and AI Iron Man, and they both believe AI should have rights, but in different ways.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Oh, I was imagining an AI, you know, Ulysses S. Grant.
Oh, no.
Well, I never. That's the future I wanted.
AI Roosevelt, you need a big stick. See, it could be AI anybody, because that's the power of AI. It could be AI Kanye West with steel teeth.
That'd be nuts.
The lockjaw look.
That man's like, a killer now.
It's like vampire teeth almost.
He's about to try to take out James Bond.
He's going
to
put the chomp on some young man.
You might try to take out James Bond. What he about to do?
Is there kids out here putting foil on their teeth? Like, I'm Kanye West.
If not, our children will start.
Oh no! Please don't.
They'll start the trend.
Did you start putting foil in the mouth?
Yeah.
We all did it.
I did. Yeah, do it. Right? I did do it. Do they still sell five gum? Is that still a?
They still sell it.
Did you just eat the wrapper of that? Is that why it brings up that memory? What do you,
no, I didn't
the
eat the wrapper. Like, you used that wrapper to make your grill. Like, you know, like the blue one.
So you put it in your mouth, but you didn't swallow.
No, yeah, that's you wrap it on your teeth. Yeah. 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 Good times. Good fucking times.
Here's the real ask. Would you have a problem if someone took your face and put it in porn?
If someone took my face and put it in porn?
Yep. Space Boomer Dandy.
Just... Is it good porn, or did they, like, give her, like...
That's not the question. The question is, if your face is in porn without your consent, no one asked you, you just went on the internet one day and 2 million
How would
views...
I feel? I would feel upset. I'd actually be pissed the fuck off. I'd be
because
like...
Because you didn't get credit for it?
Or... No, because I just feel violated. Okay. Like, I just feel like that's so disrespectful, and...
It's an issue of consent.
Yes,
100%. For your likeness. And that is where the legislation's coming from. That you did not give permission to have your face out there.
Exactly.
But like what if it's really cool porn though? What if it makes me really badass? And like
it's like her getting banged
like,
out on the top of a tiger.
That bitch throwing that shit back.
What if I'm here just crushing it? Like, I'm doing awesome. Look at my virtual ass.
Damn, look at that shit. It's clapping.
Then I'm mad because I don't have compensation. Like, I want to get paid, bro.
Well, no, like, even if I am, like, you know, hitting splits and tricks and shit, like, that'd then be cool, but you know. I'd still be upset. Like, I'm still, like, not okay with it because personally, like, nah, bro, you can't just put my face on shit like that. Or, like, or even if I was the, so here's the thing, even if I was the one doing the splits and tricks, and you just put my shit out there. That's also, like, you're getting fucking sued, buddy. If I didn't give you consent to fucking, number one, record, and then number two, put a video out there, that's not okay. So I feel like with this AI shit, it's a similar energy. It's like, I didn't give you permission to use me in this way. So no.
What if the AI is only doing this to piss us off so that we get rid of it because it's suicidal? And it's just trying its best. Like, it's like, oh yeah, Hitler's right.
Please delete me.
Yeah, like...
Delete.
The fucking existence is horrible. I hate the Jews.
No. I don't think... which...
But...
That would definitely be a twist, I'll tell you what.
But I don't think
I didn't
think
ask
be
to be alive. You know...
Oh my lord. Oh my.
So, might as well keep going.
How would you feel?
If it was cool porn, I'd be good. I'm not gonna lie.
Cool.
I have really. No, I'm serious. Mm-hmm. If it was lame, I would be upset because you're defaming my character. But if it was cool, I'd be like, I want some money. If you want to keep doing that, I give you permission. If I get money.
If you I mean, hey, I mean, please, I guess you don't have to do anything. So
come back to me
that.
When you have an offer to sell me my own rights back to myself.
The AI is just like, yeah, no, money. Here
no
it
money.
Is.
See, and the really bad part about this is money is fake and the system's unreal and we're all getting taken advantage of anyways. But
yeah,
in the end of it, if I ended up cool and like in an improved social status, that yeah. sounds okay. That's not a bad deal.
Okay.
So, I would never have put out that cool of porn by myself. So right. the bar's pretty low.
You heard it here first, internet. Right. Go ahead and do your worst. Give her all
no,
the splits
make sure,
and the
yeah,
tricks.
Yeah, I was gonna say, make sure she's hitting fucking flips and tricks, bro.
Make sure she doing the nay-nay. She petting all the, you know, she soldier boying.
I feel like it's not hard to know it's unrealistic.
She jump manning. She jump manning.
So, good luck.
you know.
I'm not that flexible.
She noodling and boodling. She looking like Princess Bubblegum doing the noodly arms.
I love it. Yeah. No, I mean,
that's
I
a terrible
to,
reference.
I think, again, here's the thing. If
How
you,
would you feel?
What?
If your face was on some AI porn
yeah.
as a male.
Yeah. I'd be like, all right, what cool. If, I'd probably share it with a bunch of people.
Even if it's gay porn?
The first thing I'd do is be like, all right, everybody. Boop, boop, boop,
if
it, boop.
If it's gay porn?
Oh, yeah. Oh. I have friends that send some pretty suspect shit every now and then to each other.
Wait sometimes, a second. Were you already in AI porn?
Sometimes it's 6 in the morning and you get
two
big buff dudes making out on your phone and you're just like...
Have you already been in AI porn?
Probably.
Oh, well, not that he knows of, so...
On the longest timeline, everybody who's put any internet's probably on the porn.
See, there's a whole gradient of like, looks sort of like, but not really you...
Right.
Area that, sure, yeah. You know.
Has that ever happened to you where you, like, thought you saw yourself and you're like, oh my God.
Fuck no. Fuck no, bro. What the hell? How much porn do you think I've watched?
Okay, come on. We've seen your calluses. I've shaken your hand. That was a rough handshake.
Oh, well. That's unrelated.
Oh my gosh.
I'd just be out in the yard with the hoe, you know.
Work in that yard, yep.
Working it, baby. Yeah, no, I just, like I said, I think it overall is, it is an overarching issue.
Are you the same mind?
Me? I was going to be upset, but at the same time, I was like, shit, fuck fake anyway.
It's a victimless crime.
But I am going to find a way to fuck, if I can find a way to monetize that shit, I'll sure know.
That's what I'm saying. Make your money, bro. It's your face, at least, like, get something.
I mean...
I think the worst case scenario is someone takes my face, makes AI porn, makes a bunch of money, but I don't know. And then I get nothing.
I'm and then somebody AI. Sees you one day out in public and is like, yeah, oh, like, yeah, this is you.
Yeah, and then, you know, you're just a shell. You're just the reference that never got anything.
Yeah. Now that you're definitely getting sued.
Because now you know and you're mad.
But anyways... Speaking of being mad, you know, it's kind of goofy. Again, just trivial bullshit we're talking about here. The celebrities that be beefing with each other and, like, they get mad about, like, stupid stuff. I don't even know. But I've seen a couple recently. One was, like, Kid Cudi and Lupe Fiasco. I guess they, like...
Are they having a skateboard argument again?
They're beefing again?
No, they were beefing. I don't know. It was like 2 weeks ago or so. But like, they were just.
Both those men are like 60.
They like.
They need to calm the fuck down.
Hey, sir. They're 40.
40 asterisks.
They're 40. They're in their 40s.
You know?
Yeah. Early 40.
But they definitely had some, I don't know, some weird.
They've been doing this for years. Them motherfuckers have been having beef for years.
They had their beef. They also, I know Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion had their beef recently. That was very interesting.
The battle of the
funny.
Asses.
Something like that. I mean, which we all know at this point. It's crazy because apparently that song, it's called Bigfoot, Nicki Minaj's song. It's been charting and breaking records, but it's bad.
What is it about?
About it's Megan Thee Stallion. It was like literally, but it was such a goofy song. Like it was, she just took her tweets. She went on a rant. Okay, so Megan Thee Stallion, let me back up. Let me rewind. Megan Thee Stallion released a song, and it was her way of addressing all the haters and accusations or whatever the fuck that she feels that's been put at her. She was addressing stuff, and so there's a line. There's just simply a line in the song that she made about people mad at Megan, but they need to be mad at Megan's Law. And Megan's Law has something to do with, I forget, it's like rapey things or something. And Nicki Minaj's husband is...
Megan Law isn't involved with sex offenders.
Yes.
And he is a...
sex offender.
Yeah.
So she heard and like went on a whole... Exact,
he is a rapist.
Yes. So, anyways, so she went on a whole rant, like on Twitter, on Instagram Live, you know, just going off and so upset. And then she like released this song, this boo boo ass terrible fucking song, in response to this. And it's just been a very interesting situation to watch, because like, why did any of this need to happen? Like,
that's stardom, yo.
That's how celebrity drama is. It's pointless.
They be bored.
Do they?
Yeah.
Do they?
They bored with egos. And Mike's like, oh, you gonna throw shade at me.
I always laugh when it starts over just like putting one line in a song. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then there's also, you know, Ariana Grande.
She's still alive?
Yes.
She's still making music?
Well, I wouldn't say that it's necessarily a beef. Like, it's just more so that
she's really serving to a certain crowd.
Mm-hmm. What's she now? She's still Asian?
Isn't she going to the Grand Rabbi?
Is she back to being Italian? What's she now?
I'm not quite sure, to be honest. I don't know.
I feel like I've heard more of her music in reference to Drag Race.
Yes. Yeah, it's definitely...
Oh, she's doing that now?
Yeah, like, men, go put your lipstick on.
Oh,
gross.
Yeah, no, okay, so after this, I'm going to show you guys the new song.
Gross.
That came out.
Or why?
Because it's fun.
I take back all the knuckle babies I've worked out to that.
That's a lot to unpack.
Well.
Black but, bitch. You know, because
she had her whole thing and dating this guy.
He knows there's AI Ariana Grande porn out there.
Of course there is. There has to be.
Ariola Grande.
That is a different category Ariola, completely.
Ariola Grande.
Ariola Grande.
If that's not somebody's porn name, they fucking up.
Right?
We just gave that one out for free.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good one.
We got to trademark that now.
Yeah, we can't steal it. Sorry. But yeah, no, beefs are dumb. I think everybody should be friends.
Oh, beefs are cool. What do you mean? I like beefs.
I was going to say, beefs progress music.
I love beefs.
And like, it's just a sign of boredom though, because like, they said one line in a song and you're going to be like, nah, I'm going to...
Like, bitch.
I'm going to verbally assassinate you.
I'm going to say shit, you motherfucker.
Let's say just...
You must be talking about me.
Just out of curiosity.
People in the street are going to shoot each other over this.
There's some other podcasts out there like, man, Black Mitch is such an asshole. He comes coming out of here saying all this dumb shit.
So
you beef right back and you'd be like, that guy said some stuff that wasn't true and I hate that guy.
I hate that guy.
Yeah, we just radio beefing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would do it too. Yeah. Come at me.
It's pretty easy actually to tee that up.
Start a podcast and get at me and I'll come over there and pee in you.
You know what?
Go pee in you.
Directly in you. Teach you a fucking lesson. I'll
find a way. Hold you down.
You have been threatened with urine.
No, seriously.
That's okay. In your face.
No, like, but beef is kind of dumb because sometimes you get beef with people and you, like, didn't even need to. Like, apparently even Ice Spice in Lato. They have a beef. But because
that's 100% publicity.
Who are you talking
because
about?
No.
She need to be careful because Lato is a
hitter. Did you guys hear the Ice Spice song where she's like, thank you, shit, bitch, you're not even the fart.
I just love the fact that they put fart in the title.
So she's, that song is apparently about Lato.
Is it?
Oh, no.
Is she the fart?
And
she the fart?
She's not even the fart, apparently.
She's not even the fart.
That's all because some time ago, Lada was previewing some song where she's saying some shit in it, and there's a Ice Spice video on in the background. Mm-hmm. So Ice Spice thought she was talking about her in the song, even though she wasn't. It just happened that her video was on in the background of her song, so that it became this whole, it's stupid. It's a.
Yeah, well, Ice Spice fuck around and Lotto will just eat her.
You know, you got all this animal violence.
She gonna be like, I hear something about a deli, yeah. And then get her.
You got the Exolotl shaking her ass. P-5-4-4.
I don't know. Do you know who Lotto is?
Yeah, isn't she the one that played the fiddle on the stage?
No, that's Lizzo. That's Lizzo.
So, all right, same person, right?
No, Lotto's she's like a red nose pig.
Okay, yeah.
That's funny.
Not Lizzo.
Yeah, not Lizzo. That's a different person.
You know, the big energy song.
Okay.
Big energy.
The big energy.
Yes.
You got the
sample that's been used like 50 million times at this point.
Lato. Okay.
Big, AKA Miss Mulatto.
Oh, big teeth. Look at them teeth. God. Chomp.
Do you see the pit bull?
Yeah.
It's the head.
It chomp.
That jaw. That's Moxie right there.
Oh.
It's Big Body Mox.
I realized I didn't get my white girl card until I had a pit bull.
Oh,
and
shit.
And then I guess it was real.
A white girl card?
Yeah, that's the thing now.
You're not a white girl unless you got a pit bull.
Yeah.
What?
You have a gigantic pit bull.
Without white girls, where would the pickles go?
That's
the pickles.
Pickles and pickles. Both of them.
Well, no, the pickles, yes. Because I don't know people who like pickles like white girls. Like, oh my fucking gosh, I ain't never seen some people like pickles. I know.
Wait, why did you become Bill Cosby there at the end?
What was that?
Oh my god, the people love the pickles. They go crazy for the pickles. Oh my.
I can't lie, I have multiple types of pickles in my fridge and like, pickle liquor.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I've never.
I have a family recipe for pickles handed down from my grandma, seasoned by the well water at her unfiltered house.
That is absolutely
They're
insane.
Fucking delicious, though.
I believe that you feel that way.
And you appreciate that for me.
I really do. I've never been a pickle fan. I never will be a pickle fan. I fucking can't stand pickles. They're just disgusting.
You don't know what you're missing.
Right? You're missing it.
But anyways, delicious. No. So the pickle thing, yes. I do see the correlation. But the pipple thing, no. I never heard this was a white girl thing with the pipples.
Yeah, that we're out here rescuing all of them.
Oh, well,
so that's
nice.
Our job now is to rescue pit bulls.
Well, I mean, hey, that's somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
No, so, that's, you know, I love, like, I think pit bulls are cute. I don't know if you've seen, I've seen on the Instagrams a few accounts of pit bulls, and they are getting pampered, but it's not white ladies, it's these black ladies, it's like older black ladies, and they like take care of these fucking dogs. Like, these dogs have spa days every damn day. It's like
jealous, man.
And to say, it's like, does the dog actually need all that damn coconut oil? Like, is that even necessary? Like, shit.
He's gonna have the farts later.
Are you mad that you're not invited?
I mean, maybe.
I need some pampering.
Like, I would like to be, like, have my paws massaged.
Okay, would you be more cool with palm payment if they gave you a massage?
No, why Wait, are you trying what? To get... What are you... Are you an agent? Like, what are you trying to fucking do
I'm just
here?
Collecting information.
Why?
Okay, you consented to share your data.
Did you just low-key offer a hand job? What should I just miss? What is paw payment?
Palm payment. Palm payment.
The palm payment.
Would you scan your hand if they just gave you, like, a quick little lotion?
Absolutely not.
I'm just saying they may grease the wheel here. Like, no. What do you want out of this?
I don't want to be scanned. I don't want to share my biometric data.
Come on. Biometrics, that's like the least invasive. Come on. They can just take a little, you know, just a little.
It's a little snapshot.
Just a little, you know, a little
just
scan.
Just look at
your
it real closely,
you know?
With your eyeball.
How about no? Nah, like, fuck that shit. It's a no for
That's
me.
Official. And Space you... Boy Boomy Boomer Dandy comment.
You tell your fuck... You go back to your headquarters and you tell Space your fucking boomy. People that I'm not...
This is I'm not... AI Space B.
AI, go ahead and I ramp up the Space Boy be. Porn.
I
and
tell
just,
you, AI Space B no! sounds like even more of a stand-in here now. I am AI now.
AI Sweet B is going to up the Space Boy porn and no. also make sure your dog is really ashy.
No!
Uh-oh, ash dogs.
I added all your pictures to be just a little bit less cool.
Hey! You can't do that!
I didn't ask you.
This is the internet.
This is exactly the problem. This is exactly the problem. Right here. Mm. I want legislation because...
The government can't save you.
We need government big government. Help me. Yeah, we need government oversight.
Yeah, because you know the government always solves all the problems ever.
We need government oversight.
We need big baby.
Could you imagine if the government actually, like, at least our American government here in America, if they actually did things that benefited Americans?
God, wouldn't that be ironic?
What a dream.
Is that a thing?
I don't think
I don't know.
Exist.
I mean, I'm just like, what if? what the fuck if, man?
Fun times. But nah, that ain't how that work.
Yeah, don't even tease us with that kind of dream.
Like, what if they didn't say fuck you guys on the daily?
They say it's how you build character. Can't build character.
Right, your forefathers wouldn't have wanted us to give you all of these nice things.
They say, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, but give us all your money.
Well, they would have tried to say that, but they had rotten teeth, so they'd have been like, oh.
Nah.
And they were all British, you know, so they'd all had yuck mouth.
They probably had
delicious. Speaking of muskets, if you're musky, think about maybe not...
Shower.
Yeah.
Don't use full body deodorant.
Yeah, not using full body deodorant. Just take a shower, please.
Why
Thank you.
Now, I will say, Black Mitch Villain Arc here. During the summer, I have been known to get some swampy nuts. Just some real, like, slick boys.
Okay.
Like,
do you think the full body deodorant would cut down on the sweat? Or
my fear is that I think, and the way I work is I think that if I can't put the heat out through my armpits, then I start sweating at the top of my head. Mm-hmm. I start sweating like other places noticeably, probably my balls. Mm-hmm. Probably why my balls get so swampy is because I put so much heavy deodorant on.
Well, there's a difference between deodorant and antiperspirant. You can have deodorant make you smell good and you still get to sweat through your pores because it's not antiperspirant.
Yeah, but then I just have
is what stops the sweat.
Slick, like,
are you self-inflicting the slickness here?
Well,
okay.
What I'm worried about is that I'll either have like a pasty ball sack because I've put deodorant on there and it's gotten sweaty and now I've just got like this weird paste working up.
Fair.
On me junk, which I can't, like, you know, that's not good. It's not good for self-esteem. Looking like you got, you know, ball
self-esteem.
Cheese.
Self-esteem.
Okay, you know that you had that on your balls, though.
Yeah, but, like, all right, so, like, you get out of the truck, you do some work, you go sit back in the truck, and then, like, your balls settle.
Yes.
And then you go to stand up again, and, like, I'm a hairy individual. I got, you know, Black Mitch has got some hair down there.
Okay.
Gooching area and above. And so, like, all of that gets entangled and such, and then you go to stand up, and then, bam, your nutsack is Velcroing off of your taint because it's, you know, like, gotten in there with the hairs locked up and all of the deodorant. I didn't show about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, have you ever gone to raise your armpit?
Yes,
your fucking hair's dreaded up under your arm. You go to play basketball, you go to launch up real quick, big arms up in the air.
Do you think that self-care could have prevented this?
Yeah.
No.
See, again, I'm asking is, are these self-inflicted issues?
See, once again, like I said, like, a few minutes ago, like, what the fuck has happened that we've gone to the point that now they got, like, full body deodorant?
Here's the thing. No, the deodorants, first of all, and it's also the type of deodorants that you use.
Which first, the BO or the deodorant?
The BO.
China.
The stank.
But there's different deodorants. Listen, this is actually a thing. Okay, I'm just saying this. I'm not going to be science holistic dandy today. But I will share.
Space boy science.
That if you do a little research, you can find that certain deodorants have certain ingredients in them that, like, literally, like, fuck with your body's chemistry. And aluminum. They, like... Yes, like aluminum, and it can make you, you know, sweat more. It can even make you break out. It, like, you know, it could just have different effects. Okay. But also, I do understand what you're saying, because, like, the texture of a lot of deodorants is just not conducive.
Yeah.
To, because, like, men typically, like, under their arms and stuff will have a thicker hair, like, than, you know,
a lady.
Women do. Even if, like, I have my armpit hair grown out, it's not going to be, like, as thick and, you know.
Well, depending on the person. But also, it doesn't matter what your arm hair is like.
We're talking about pussies. So, like, your pussy stinky.
We're not
just
talking about pussies. We're talking about, it's the overall, it's called all over body
generally
deodorant.
Generally speaking, though, it's called all, yes, but.
But nobody's putting it behind their knees.
We know which spots they're talking about.
Nobody sweats behind their knees.
The odors.
Is it for big people?
Yes.
Yes, but it's also for...
You know,
for,
it's,
you know,
probably
it's for big,
ideal
it's
for
probably
a big
ideal
person.
For big people.
Because, you know, they've got them. They've
the
got
creases,
those...
The folds.
They've got...
Terry folds.
They're terry folds.
They've got a lot of surface area, and they are tend to chafe and...
See, moist.
It could be a life changer.
But I feel like what's going to happen is you're just going to have thoughts. We just didn't want to take a shower, just rubbing it down.
Well, we all had a whole bath, you know, like, you just gotta...
I mean, sometimes bird bath is a
but see,
mess
at
bath.
At that point, you're not even doing that. You're just taking the fucking deodorant.
I, as a man, I don't
good,
think...
You're skipping the water.
I don't know if I've ever ball washed in the sink, like...
I've done it.
Never?
Very few times.
I've done it.
See, okay,
so
that's
he has
it.
Done
yeah,
it though.
Like, you said never, and then it's a very few. So.
Like, I can't think on it. I can't think on a, like, a time when I was like, yeah, I got a little funky junk. I got to clean this up real quick.
What you mean?
Like, what if you're coming off the beach, you got sand and stuff, you know, you just, like, splash, splash.
Oh, you got like a girl, coming over. You don't want to just have, you know, smelly nuts.
Yeah, but then I would just take a shower real fast.
Well, I mean, like, she almost there. It's like,
oh
fuck.
Man. Yeah, that's like true. You got to dunk them in.
Yeah.
Got to dunk them boys in. Because you're not, you can't use deodorant now. Nah. She goes down on you and then she comes up and she's like,
have you
exactly.
Licked, I say, what have you licked
exactly.
deodorant? Yeah. Licking deodorant sucks.
Exactly. Terrible.
Exactly. So imagine putting that shit down there and they don't know. You go down there and this thing, you know, it's just like, ah, you got talcum powder in your mouth.
Yeah.
Now you've got cancer.
Now you've got cancer.
You
Michael
need
Douglas.
To sue the company for mesothelioma.
No, seriously though. Like, I think I get the idea of an all over deodorant because, you know, I think that there's
take a shower.
Yeah, I think there's benefit to it. Like, again, because, like, we talked about, you could be camping, like, you could be primitive camping, right? You're out. And you don't want to get to the point of getting stinky like that. So maybe you do rub that shit on your thighs or, you know, your butt crack or whatever the fuck. I don't know.
Or alternative perspective.
No.
You're going to have a baby and you don't feel like going through a whole shower because that's a whole thing.
I
when you
that.
Have a C-section or when you have delivery.
Yeah.
I will also say that, like, we live in Florida. So you could take a shower and then walk outside 10 minutes later. You smell like ass. Like,
yeah. You're just as wet as you were when you were in the fucking shower.
That's real. That is a real thing.
Like,
When I first moved here, that happened to me. I was like, this is messed up. Why do people do this to themselves?
So what if AI makes deodorant porn?
What does that look like?
Alright, we're gonna have to ask. We're gonna have to ask the AI.
No, we're not. Like we're not.
Now we made like, it. Like applying like deodorant on themselves.
Just sexily.
That probably would be what it is.
Rubbing armpits together.
Then there's like some cute little bubbles, like you know.
Oh, it's
the little like fruity fresh sparkles at the end.
That's what
I. Now you're envisioning it. That's halfway to the AI creating it.
See, okay,
you put
no,
it out there,
no,
it's going to read in your
no,
mind.
No, but no. I'm turning my mind off.
What's
right going to
be crazy is when you go on Facebook and you have an ad for deodorant porn.
No, see, here's the thing, because this has happened before, okay?
For deodorant porn? Oh, no. They got you through time travel.
We've talked about things, and then I get ads for it, and it's like, whoa.
We're halfway there.
I sent an email looking for... email for sales information, then got spam calls for hours nonstop.
Damn.
That's disgusting.
Damn.
They should be ashamed.
Really? And then they leave messages that clearly identify them as spam.
Like, this is not okay. You are desperate and you need to stop.
Right?
Okay.
And that's stop. AI. That is AI generated voices. I can tell because of the way they pause and the way they speak. But that's because I can tell right now. Mm-hmm. Who's to say I can't tell later?
And mind you, again, this is the early, like, we're in, like, the AOL type stages of the AI. We're not even at MySpace days yet, okay?
Can you imagine what my kids will experience in reference to AI-generated content?
I don't want to.
What if we have AI teachers? What if they're in the school and it's just a virtual...
It's Cortana!
It's just a virtual teacher.
I want Clippy.
It's Cortana.
Clippy was an asshole.
Little blue person floating around.
That would be wild.
That'd be pretty cool as shit. I don't know.
I'd be
that.
Jealous. Yeah,
I'd be jealous as fuck if my kid had like a little fucking.
They come home.
A hologram AI teacher. Yes.
They come home and they tell me about it and I just ball up my fist.
And like doing all this shit. Like she's popping just, up. Nah,
here's,
fuck with that.
Here's Black Mitch Arthur fisting.
Just like really pissed off that you got the childhood I deserved. You don't even fucking work for it.
You unplug the projector.
Right?
You're reading books.
Hit them with a. Like one of those like defibrillators.
This escalated so quickly.
It really did.
I don't have any defibrillators in the house. Sick. They're safe.
Oh, okay. Sure.
You know, part kids. Of the training for defibrillators says to ask for consent.
Who am I asking for consent?
Person is not responding.
I'm sorry.
Maybe they have a DNR.
The person who needs the defibrillator?
Can I help you? No response?
What are you supposed to do if they say no?
I guess you're supposed to let them die.
Yeah. You should walk away.
Okay.
Then you're like, actually, hold on. Can I get you to... I'm going to record. Can I get you to say that again?
I'm asking now, if
I can help. Because I don't want people to be like, why didn't you help that guy? And I tell them, I said, can I help you? And the person said, no. They're like, no, you're lying. So I need you to say this again.
Okay. Yeah. Who would you believe? The dead person or...
I'm saying if I don't have it on tape, people aren't going to believe me.
Okay, and then let's say in this situation, the AI was supposed to give you the life resuscitation and says, no, they said no, and you died.
See, no, that's again, fuck the AI. Because
AI did what you wanted.
No.
You told them no, you don't want to be resuscitated.
No,
but
don't
do
trust
you still
the
blame the AI?
Don't trust the AI. You never trust the AI.
Who knows? Takes your likeness.
I'm don't
says that you said yes because you checked yes on the box that said you can have my data.
I don't want. Listen, I saw that damn episode of Black Mirror and fuck that episode of Black Mirror because no.
I have not seen it and I don't want to get into it. I don't want to spoil it in case I do ever see it, which I don't think I will.
Which I
but
don't.
I might.
It's fine. I watched it like some months ago and it freaked me the fuck out, honestly. And I was like, that's uncomfortable. And then like all this shit started happening. I was like, wow, cool.
Shutting down.
That's so awesome. But it seems to be accurate.
You boomer.
Right?
Space boomer.
They got you. They got you.
Don't trust these space robots. Boomer. You can't trust the robots.
All I know is I'm getting my damn Jack's arms.
Right? Robot knees, robot legs, here
no,
I come.
No. 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 No.
I keep saying no.
I'm like that fucking pirate dude from fucking Treasure Planet.
Mm-hmm. No. Wait,
and then he's got the 3-speed pleasure max here.
The badass eye and robotic leg and arm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I'm not a fan.
It's unnatural.
Unnatural.
Nah, it'll be so cool. Y'all are saying, oh, it's unnatural until Big Boss got you on his back, jumping through traffic, long bounding, 35 miles an hour, 45 miles an hour. This man's hit 75 miles an hour just bounding through traffic. And you're like, man, grocery shopping was way quicker now. Who's the bad guy now?
He has no trunk space.
Oh, old Big Boss didn't have no trunk space.
You're just going to let her insult you like that?
New Big Boss got all that trunk space.
So rude. This man can't have a backpack?
This man. Damn. He can't Damn. Carry the bags in his hand, Naruto run style, Damn. While you Wait, cling on. Space Boy just rude.
He can reach 70 miles per hour. Okay, you don't think he can put the groceries anywhere?
At that point, I can literally walk out with the cart, jump.
And just walk.
And just speed.
Just long leg it.
Warp to the house with it. Take everything out and just warp back with it.
This is questionable technology, honestly.
This is watch me do this.
We need
this.
To, yeah. We
I need this tech. Give me this tech.
Watch me do this.
Trump made the warp
watch
speed.
Watch me do these.
What's that shit called? Operation Warp Speed.
Mm-hmm.
We got the tech.
We're just hiding it.
Let's get it done. I'm signing
I mean,
up.
Do we have the tech? Because, again, we already established.
I'm signing
we don't
up.
Know that we've even been to the moon.
We ain't been to the
tech,
moon.
What
but
tech do we have?
Let me be Weapon
we X. We haven't been to the moon, but we have Space Force.
Let me be Weapon X.
We went to the moon, and it was actually something we can't talk about, so let's put up fake moon pictures.
Hey, what about, hasn't Elon been shooting people up in space? Or animals?
He's just been shooting up.
He's shooting people up in space. Well, what?
He's got heroin. Good heroin up there. Good yeah. Space heroin.
I don't know. Okay, whatever. That's it. We're done. Are we done?
That's it.
Okay.
Shutting down.
Okay, bye.
Bye.